After a 5-1 victory over the Sudbury Wolves on Wednesday, the North Bay Battalion were looking for a win over the Mississauga Steelheads, but when the game was over it was a 4-2 victory for the Trout. "Clearly we weren't good enough," stated head coach Ryan Olayan post-game. "A little bit disappointing actually with our guys. We weren't our normal selves. We were fighting the puck a lot and not on sync. We were trying to make a push, but every time it just seemed like it was hard to make that secondary push. We got what we deserved tonight. Mississauga came in here and outworked us, outplayed us and ended up earning the 2 points." The first period started with a bang as Mississauga scored the icebreaker as Angus McDonald, 16, managed to knock a rebound past Dom DeVincentis. While the goal came 1:23 into the first period, that was all the offense of either team provided heading into the first intermission. In the second period, the Steelheads continued their assault as Mason Zabeski, 4, and Porter Martoni, 10, found cracks in the battalion defense between spectacular saves from DeVincentis. However, with just over a minute left in the middle frame, Matvei Petrov matched his jersey number with his 22nd goal of the season to help the troops show some life. After 40 minutes of play, Mississauga led 3-1. The comeback looked to be on in the third period as Josh Bloom, 24, brought the battalion to within a goal, but an empty netter by James Hardy, 30, late sealed the deal and 2 points for the Steelheads. That's where you get to the third period and you're down by one and you starting thinking Dom was good enough and maybe we can squeeze a point out of this performance, explained Olayan on DeVincentis, who made 27 saves in defeat. "He's our best player for us, no doubt about it, and he's doing a great job for us day in and day out." The troops will look to reset in the coming days before they host the Kingston Frontenacs on Sunday at 4 p.m. "These are learning things that you have to do," the head coach explained. "You have to bounce back the next day. These are all things that we have been talking about, and we get some healthy guys back in the lineup which will help and go to work. The thing is, when you have a poor performance, no one is going to feel sorry for you, no one. Kingston is not going to come in here and go, 'Oh, they didn't have a good performance last game, maybe we should,' no. They're going to sniff blood, so we have to make sure this doesn't happen and we're better at home. No tweaks are needed, it's just guys being dialed, guys being prepared and sharp and ready to play. You can catch the game live on the Frontline Game Day broadcast YouTube channel at 3:50 p.m. Sunday.